Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
The Therapy is a Christian podcast is all things mental health and Christ. We specifically talk about how mental health and God are merged together to foster growth, healing, and making mental health a normal conversation. I'm your host, Roz and Renee, and welcome to the show. Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Therapy is a Christian podcast. I'm your host, Roz and Renee, and welcome back to another episode of the show. Hello, y'all. Every time I say that, it feels so weird to say that this year. Oh my God, I feel like I have not given y'all nothing the year 2023. And I promise you, I'm going to rededicate myself back to recording this podcast. So for those of you that don't know, my name is Rosalyn Renee. I am the host of the Therapy is a Christian podcast. I have been doing this podcast now for 4 years. Actually, we're going into the 5th year. Crazy. Wow. 5 years I've been doing this podcast. I don't want to get into deep on my little short little hiatus of an absence, but I started a new job, y'all, and it has taken me some time to adjust to starting the job. And this year, I feel like I've just kind of been in a hiding season. Kind of if you listen to my previous 2 episodes, and I talked a little bit about the wilderness season. Thank y'all so much who reached out to me on Instagram. I've been trying to still get back into social media land pretty much all this year, but it's just taking me some time to get back adjusted. So please give me grace. I'm transitioning back into this time frame. But one of the things that I've been thinking about is the content for this podcast, and I have struggled with just figuring out what I can talk to y'all about where it's not just me being on a soapbox of my life, which is typical, I think, for any podcaster and for the podcast that you might listen to. Typically, a lot of podcasters just kind of talk about their sales or their life, and I want this to be a time frame where when you're listening to this episode, you can really get some good tips and things related that are going to be helpful to your life. And so one of the things I started doing was so my job, I currently do counseling, and I see anywhere from 25 to 30 clients a week, which is quite a bit of therapy, in my opinion. And I have a lot of interesting conversations with a lot of different people from a lot of different backgrounds and a lot of different races and trauma experiences, and also just in general everyday lives. And I find that there are a lot of themes throughout my counseling sessions. This has been probably the most counseling I've done in a long time. And I find that I'm kind of bringing up some of the same tips and things with a lot of clients. And so I started just kind of jotting down after certain sessions with people, different things that I feel like are running themes that I think would be good content for you all and just really helpful for people who are seeking counseling, seeking therapy. Maybe you're not seeking counseling, you're seeking therapy, and you just maybe can't afford it right now and just need some tips. Again, I think, you know, this podcast is not a replacement for counseling, but it can give you some, just a starting point to just give you some awareness. There's a lot of information out there, and I plan to kind of bring some more people into the fold for my podcast, as I'm just kind of gathering my bearings with recording and kind of juggling working a full-time job again and working and doing this podcast, my bad, y'all. And so I want this to be a healthy outlet for me to kind of talk through some of my thoughts that I can personally share with you that I think would be helpful. So a lot of the content you'll be hearing now are things coming freshly from my sessions, or things that I have kind of thought through that I'm kind of seeing are things with people that I think would be helpful. So as we're navigating through the rest of this year and closing out 2023, I think it would be helpful to kind of give some baseline things, things that you can pretty much kind of revisit as you're navigating through the rest of this year and thinking about 2024. And I'm a big person on planning for the year. Not everybody's like this. Some people find it to be cliche. But one of the things that I always bring up to a lot of clients, especially clients who struggle with burnout, clients who struggle with a lot of anxiety, who find that they're super busy and they don't have time to do a lot of things related to taking care of themselves, who struggle with taking care of themselves. And that's really different for people. I really don't throw the word self-care out. I feel like it's a buzzword nowadays, but I do use the word non-negotiables. And so I wanted to, in this episode, to quickly go over what I believe are is a good, healthy definition of what non-negotiables are. They are also something that I often throw out to clients a lot to just better explain, not routines, because I feel like routines are a easy way for us to just kind of say, we need to have better routines, I need to have better habits. But really, non-negotiables are my way of introducing better care for yourself and your mental health. The topic of non-negotiables came up in my own counseling, and it also came up for me postpartum because I had a friend that kind of talked to me about a happy list. I've talked about this before, but non-negotiables are basically those specific activities that you enjoy, that you find are helpful to you, that if you don't do these activities, you eventually will be burnt out or, quote unquote, in my opinion, not well. So just quick definition of what I would say non-negotiables are. They're essentially like the principles or boundaries that we have that we can establish to prioritize our mental health and overall well-being. They're essentially, you know, things that you do that help you with boundaries, your personal self-care. They are also helpful for your emotional, physiological needs. They are also helpful in helping other people respect limits. They help you advocate for yourself, and they are helpful with consistency and commitment. And also the thing that I love to kind of describe with non-negotiables is that they're adaptable. They are flexible. They are not things that you have to do every single day. So the way I like to describe non-negotiables and why they're important for our mental health is they lessen burnout. Typically, when we are burnt out, we don't know it until we're burnt out. And one of the things I like to always bring to my clients is most of the time when you are feeling exhausted, you're mentally drained, you are physically drained, you have allowed or are allowing your boundaries or unspoken expectations to be crossed. Or you don't even know what those are. And so I'm big on helping clients identify what are those expectations you're putting on yourself, what are the expectations you're putting on other people that are being crossed or not being honored, and they're causing you to eventually be burnt out. So non-negotiables help lessen burnout. The second thing that are helpful in why non-negotiables are important to your mental health and wellness is they create consistent self-care that is life-giving and pretty much like not cliche. So when we typically talk about self-care, you've heard of self-care, it might be like journaling. It might be like going to get your nails done, going to get your hair done. things that would be considered as maintenance. And not to say that's not helpful. Like, some people are just like one of my friends said today, she was like, my nails and my eyelashes are one of those things that I just cannot sacrifice on. And those would be considered non-negotiables. But also, these specifically, I'm focusing a lot more on your mental health. Things that are going to mentally pour into you that you find typically get lost in the busyness of life, or get lost in as you're working on certain things. The third thing is they are activities and not routines. And the reason why I like to say they're activities instead of routines is when we think about routines or habits, we immediately sometimes, especially if we are working to build them, we automatically associate routines with failure. And when we think about failure, if we don't think we're going to do something, we more than likely have a hard time putting it into place, or we create this intense amount of pressure on ourselves to get it done. And then when it doesn't get done, we feel like a failure. We feel like I'll never be able to do this. And so I like to say, what are the activities? What are the things that you do? What are the ways that you see yourself? What are the things that you know, okay, these are the things that I really want to do more of? The fourth thing is they automatically make you remember your boundaries. So I'll talk about my non-negotiables in a minute, but these are the things that I would say for myself are boundaries as well. They are the things that help me to stay afloat. They are the things that help me not skimp too much on, and it'll make sense when I talk about them in a minute. But they are the things that when I explain this to clients are truly boundaries. Like, they are boundaries that you put up for yourself, and also boundaries you put up for other people. The fifth reason why they're important to your mental health and wellness is you know they're helpful and can help you get back on track easier. So kind of when I was talking about routines earlier, they are the activities that if you fall off for a period of time, you can easily get back on the horse because you know they are the things that easily help you stay on track. So as we're talking about non-negotiables, I'm going to quickly give you mine, and then I'm going to talk about how you can create non-negotiables and what are some core things that are important to know. So I'm going to give you some examples of some regular non-negotiables, and then I'm going to give you mine. So some non-negotiables could be quality sleep. Some non-negotiables for you could be personal reflection time. Some non-negotiables for you could be therapy and counseling. Some non-negotiables for you could be hobbies and leisure activities. So these are things like reading. These are things like playing music or things that bring fulfillment to your life. Some non-negotiables could be digital detoxes. So these could be breaks from electronic devices or social media that help you kind of reduce screen time or prevent from information overload, which can cause and contribute to kind of stress and anxiety. A lot of these non-negotiables do not have to be things that are specific to, again, kind of what I was saying, like long-term things you have to do consistently. They can be things you do periodically. So for example, nature and outdoor time. Depending on where you live, it's cold outside, so you may not want to spend time outdoors, but you may want to do that more in the summertime, or maybe you want to make it a point in the wintertime to visit a place that's warmer so you can be outdoors or have more exposure to light and natural environments. The other thing you can think about, especially when it comes to just like if you're thinking about nature and outdoor time, maybe working near a window, maybe working in a place that brings natural light, maybe switching up your routine when it comes to work. If you work like on a hybrid schedule, maybe instead of working from home, you switch up your routine and go to a coffee shop, or you switch up your routine and go to a co-working space. Or if you have coworkers that work from home, maybe you all work together in the house together. Like, there are opportunities that can create social things. Social connection can be a non-negotiable. Healthy nutrition can be a non-negotiable. If you're someone that loves like meditation, that can be a non-negotiable for you. Those are things that are core activities that you can do that are helpful.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
So just to give you a quick list of my personal non-negotiables, I'm finding that mines are actually changing and shifting over as my responsibilities grow, as now I am actually a mom of two small kids. And, you know, it was easier when it was just me and my husband. I could easily pick up and go do things. And that's not really the case anymore. So because life transitions happen, my non-negotiables have shifted. So a couple of my non-negotiables are time with my children and my husband. We specifically do a lot of family time in the evenings, which means that I don't really get my evenings until my kids go to sleep. And that may not be everybody's cup of tea. I'll kind of explain to y'all what my week looks like, but typically my kids see me every single day when they go to bed. Every single day when they come home, I pick them up from daycare. I pick up both of our boys, but I bring them home. My husband comes home. We typically eat dinner. We give other boys a bath. We play with them, and then we send them to bed. There are not a lot of nights that my boys don't see me and my husband. There are not a lot of nights I can probably count very sparingly where I'm not home, he's not home putting our kids to sleep, because it's a non-negotiable. So with that being said, because we prioritize that and because we really value family time, I don't really do a lot of things outside of the house without my children. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to do things like me. I know the girlies like to go work out, and depending upon you and your husband's routine, there may be a routine where maybe a husband works later, maybe a routine where the husband goes to the gym afterwards. I think there's a give and take where it comes in. So like, for example, last week was my husband's birthday week. He didn't get to, we had COVID, y'all. So he didn't get to have his time. So I told him, you can have the weekend to yourself. I'm going to keep the kids. That typically doesn't happen too often. We're usually with our children. And so there's a give and take a lot of times with that. I've been supporting a friend through grief a lot lately. And so he has, you know, allowed me to go spend the night at her house. and kept the kids because of that reason. I have gone to see her a lot. He'll keep our kids. So there's a lot of give and take in that. But with saying that to say, there creates a lot of space for family time. This creates a lot of space for us to be able to have our core non-negotiable of time with my husband and my kids. Another one of my non-negotiables is time with God. This changes throughout busyness. But because one of my non-negotiables is time with God, typically I notice when I haven't spent time with him, how I feel. So I try to hop back into my routine of time with him in the morning times or sometime in the day, or like praying throughout the day, or finding time to listen to a podcast or listen to a sermon to pour into me, because that can get lost sometimes. But when I'm like on my Zoom and I am on it, I find that I feel so much better because that is something that I do. Another one of the things that I do is I try to have quiet time to myself in the morning time. So I'm an early riser. I typically am up anywhere between 4:30 and 5. Again, you do not have to be up like I do, sis. But I find time to have quiet time to myself before the day starts. And this could look like a lot of different ways. I do a lot of different things. Lately, it's been journaling. Lately, it's been doing work sometimes in the morning. Sometimes I am actually just sipping my coffee. Sometimes I may scroll my phone in the morning and just have that quiet time. But it is typically the only time I have to myself before the day starts. So having quiet time to myself is very helpful. Another one of my non-negotiables is movement of my body. So that could look like stretching. That could look like exercise. That could look like I used to walk a whole lot in the summertime. I would walk anywhere between 3 to 5 miles, 3 to 4 times a week in the summertime. In the fall, when I started my job, it kind of got cut. But movement of my body in some sort of way is a non-negotiable. Getting anywhere between 6 to 8 hours of sleep is a non-negotiable for me. I am typically in the bed anytime between 8:30 to 10. Those are kind of like my sweet spot areas. I'm not a 12 p.m., 1 a.m. girl. It just can't happen to me, sis. Sleep is important to me because I work such an emotional heavy job. I have to make sure that I get enough sleep to make sure that I am well. So that looks like I don't spend a lot of time at night on my phone. I typically don't talk to my friends a lot at night on the phone. I catch up with a lot of my friends through voicemail. I'll talk about friendships and social connection in a minute. But that is a non-negotiable for me. And I'll give two more. I have a lot of non-negotiables in a way for different areas of my life, but these are some of my important ones. Friendships. I have about 3 to 4 core friends that I check in with typically almost every other day. I would consider myself a very good friend, in my opinion, to my own horn. But because of that, I value quality relationships. And so spending time with my friends, connecting with my friends, checking in with my friends, praying for my friends, asking them how I can pray for them, how can I be there for them, supporting them emotionally, whatever they're going through and experiencing is very important to me. And so some of my friends don't even live in Memphis. A lot of them live out of town, so I don't see them often. So we catch up in whatever ways that we can, and I really enjoy that. And then the last one, which hasn't been as consistent as I would enjoy, is therapy and counseling. I was in counseling over the top of the year, all the way up until maybe the fall. And then I stopped counseling with the therapist that I had. And I'm actually about to start coaching. I signed up to work with a coach. And then I'm also looking for a therapist as well that I can see to work on, you know, just different things and keeping that as a thing. I think for Roslyn, counseling is going to always be a consistent thing that I utilize to keep me together, but also help me to navigate through the different transitions that I have in my life. And coaching is helpful for me because it just keeps my business mind going, but it also helps me to address a lot of the internal dialogue that I have when it comes to doing things like this, doing things that would push me out of my comfort zone and help me to just be the best kind of businesswoman I want to be, you know, purpose-driven person I can be. And I need people in my corner for that reason. So how are non-negotiables are created and important? How are they important? And here's some tips that I can give you all. Again, I don't think that it has to be something you have to make challenging. Typically, what I tell my clients is you need to have at least 3 to 5 activities. Start there. Mine have grown over time as I've assessed my needs. You probably don't know what your needs are, but just think of the basic activities that pour into you. It could be going to Target once a month. It could be rewarding yourself. Like if one of your non-negotiables is when something happens as a celebratory thing, it could be rewarding yourself. That could be buying a new sweatsuit. It could be something small. It doesn't have to be something big, but if that's a non-negotiable for you, finding out what are those core things. So I want you to choose 3 to 5 activities, basic activities that pour into you. I also want you to think about how can you practically incorporate these into your day? How can you practically incorporate these into your life? They may be things you're already doing, but how can you make sure they're prioritized? Who can you kind of grab to tag alongside of you for accountability? Who is your person? Who are the people that you connect to? I want to talk about relationships as well sometime soon, because I find that a lot of clients that I work with typically don't share a lot and are not vulnerable with people in their life. And friendships is a core thing of mine. So when I talk about relationships, I find that a lot of people don't really trust other people to share with. So it becomes a tension conversation because it's hard for them to understand, like, how can you be so open and vulnerable with other people? And I want to talk about that because I think it's really helpful. And it's also a necessity for us as believers to have people in our lives. And then I want you to also think about what can you do to incorporate these activities into your week and your day? And this is, again, practically incorporating these things. What do you need to give up? What are things that you are saying a lot of yes to and not saying no to so that you can have these things in your life? Okay. So the point of non-negotiables is to help reduce stress. It's to help you have better boundaries for yourself. It's to help you engage and care for yourself, be kind to yourself, all of those things. So reach out to me if this was helpful. Send me your non-negotiables. Send them to me on Instagram. What are the things that you really, really want to do? And also, what are the ways that you are going to incorporate them into your life? So send those to me on Instagram, sis. I want to know. Don't feel bad if I don't get back to you as soon as possible. I try to typically respond back to my messages when I can, but please still send them to me. I really would love to know what your non-negotiables are. You can follow me on Instagram at @RozandRenee. And I hope this episode was enjoyable to you. I love you all. And we will talk soon. I hope you have a wonderful week. I'll see y'all next time.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.